opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number down here at the station is 530-605-4567. And don't forget, you can always hit us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started.
All right, here we are on a Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's 5 o'clock. I see all that traffic going by out there. Give us a wave if you know who we are.
Hey, hey.
What's happening, guys? Got everybody in the studio here today?
Why is that one guy waving with one finger?
Well, you know, it's, well, yeah.
That's a technical thing. So anyways, yeah, you bet. We are here. We're enjoying being here. We're happy to be here. It's a new year. And, we're all kicking it off real good. We're hitting the ground running, and we got lots of business that we're taking care of, lots of folks that we're taking care of, and it's fun to be in the business, huh, guys?
It's been up and down right off the, before the end of the year finished, but, it's rolling. Let's keep it going.
Crazy.
Good start.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. It's crazy right now.
Crazy's good. Cray cray.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Yeah. Better than dead.
That's very true.
In all aspects.
Yes.
And speaking of which, good to see you're back among the living there, my friend Bill.
Thank you, man. That was a nasty, I got some weird bug, and that, it just kicked me down for days. Mm. Yeah, heavy cough. Still a little there, but, I lost my voice completely. I never got a fever. I tested, checked it to see if it was COVID. It wasn't. So, you know, there's something going around that's pretty nasty, and it's a congestion type of thing. And so, yeah.
Kim in the office, same thing. She's been out this last week and a half. She's about 10 days, and the last couple of days have been pretty good. And she actually stopped by before I left the office earlier. And she said, yeah, it's horrible. Like an SRV or something like that, just a respiratory type stuff.
So anyway. It was quiet in the Woodford house for a few days.
It was very quiet. I was in bed for about 3 days.
Tess probably liked it, you losing your voice.
Well, yeah,
she did.
What are you saying?
Oh, I'm sure that's not the case.
Well, sometimes.
Well, at any rate, it's good to be on the show. You know, we had a really cool guest here scheduled for this evening, and it's Peter Stone of the Little Wheels up in Shingletown. We've been really looking forward to speaking with Peter. But Peter is such a community guy, as you can imagine, with this winter storm. They got a lot of snow up there, and Peter is on the Bobcat digging his residents and neighbors out right now. So he
what a guy.
Got back with me here about an hour ago and said, man, I'm just not going to be able to leave this situation and get down to the show. And so I said, hey, no problem. Mm-hmm. That's why we want you on the show, is because you're a community guy and you're for your community. So
he's out there serving it.
Absolutely.
Good man.
Job, Peter. We'll see you soon. We'll get you rescheduled. And that's a really cool thing going on up there. I mean, I think it's exciting that he's got big wheels, you know, on the slate to be rebuilt up there.
Mm-hmm.
We've been missing some big wheels.
Right. Yeah. It's been a long time since it burned down.
Absolutely, yeah. I think 2006 was the last time.
Yep.
Yeah, you bet. So anyways, we're going to have to improvise today. So I printed out a few stories. We got a couple of things to talk about. And I'm sure that between all three of us, we've got enough wind to power this sailboat right on through.
We'll figure it out.
That's right. Enough wind in here to race the America's Cup.
As long as we don't pass any wind.
Right.
Oh, if you do, I won't mic it.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go. So we got the producer. He'll cover this.
He's on our side.
It'll become almost kind of like a cuss word.
There you go.
Edit that right out.
I'll have to dump it.
Whoa. Okay. All right. right. So I got a pretty cool little 90 seconds of news, and I really got a lot going on there, so I'm not sure how well it's going to turn out, but I'm ready to rock it. If you guys are ready
to put it up
with me. All right, cool. So as you know, 90 Seconds of News is brought to you by B&T Satellite, our latest sponsor, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Always give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH. And also, B&T Satellite, I mentioned, is our newest sponsor. Doug will always be sponsoring the first segment, so this first segment is sponsored by B&T Satellite as well.
We love our sponsors.
Absolutely. Right. You bet. Thank you, Doug, and thank you, B&T Satellite. I like to repeat myself there when I start to stutter, so that's me.
You're getting old.
I own my mistakes. You know, I don't mind doing that.
That you do.
90 Seconds of News starts now. Impact fees in Shasta County are a thing of the past. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted to approve a motion to remove them altogether in the effort to promote economic growth. Citizens and county officials voiced opinions, concerns, and facts about the fees. Originally put in place in 2006, based on a study that the population of Shasta County would reach 280,000 by the year 2030, the fee is referred to as an unjustified tax by the newly elected chairman, Kevin Cry. Story number two. With winter storms in full effect, chains are required to travel north on I-5. All vehicles are being screened for chains at Fondale, 10 miles north of Reading. Story number three. Overnight low temperatures tonight could be the coldest of the entire winter. Expect mid to upper 20s in the valley and teens or single digits in the higher elevations. Brr, I'm telling you. Story number four. In response to California State Senate Bill 1383, which aims to reduce the amount of organic waste in landfills by 75% in the year 2025, the city of Reading is now requiring its residents to put food waste in the green bin instead of the gray bin. Grocery stores are now required to donate edible food rather than throw it away. Story number five. Get your skis and snowboards out because today is the opening day at the Mount Shasta Ski Park. To kick off the first weekend of the season, the ski park will have a Firestone Walker tap takeover and live music. Ready to board.
Nice.
Man, look at you, Michael Jordan, every week.
Boy. You made it.
Wow.
I did practice. What do you guys think about those stories?
You know what? That whole impact fee thing is a major deal.
That's impactful.
It's very impactful. I mean, especially for, you know, the people who are wanting to build in town, you know, that that can certainly open up some doors to that. I mean, a lot of people don't, because of the impact fees, have put off building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or even, you know, in some cases, like adding things to your existing properties, you know. So, you know, that I'm not sure what that's going to do to the economy, but for the county. But, you know, I wonder what they bring in per year for impact fees.
How about that? How about that population estimate, though? That's what caught my attention, 230,000.
Yeah, right. And I think the whole thing, really, the part about it being an unjustified tax is mainly was brought forth by Kevin Cry in saying that the numbers really haven't added up yet, so we're not going to hit that mark, and all of the impact fees were basically based on those numbers. And so I think right now we're at about 180,000.
Something like that.
Yeah. So
and it's I know our growth has not been that certainly not that big, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I also noticed, I kind of looked through the annual report, and, you know, I could be wrong, but it didn't appear that they were actually giving that money out yet. So either they're trying to build the coffers still, but, you know, there's not a lot of projects that the county is doing or sponsoring. One of them, juvenile hall a little bit, you know, they spent some money there, right. That type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the money is kind of sitting there, you know, collecting interest. So, you know, I would really question if that continues on. Start investing that money. You know, there's some people mentioned the jail.
Sure.
You know, and we're lucky we just got it reopened just, you know, on the top floor or whatever it was recently. But, it was kind of interesting looking at their annual reports that they have there, which I recommend everybody go online and kind of look at it and see what it's sitting on.
Absolutely. So what I think I just heard you say is that the impact fees that they've collected so far have not been spent anywhere.
I haven't seen any. Right. I didn't see anything spent in the last couple of years, but, you know, so I think juvenile hall was one of them that they did spend some money on, or at least put the money towards, you know, because each one of the impact fees, you know, they stayed out or allocated for certain projects.
Well, it makes sense to let the funds build up so that they can be used for a bigger purpose,
you know, like
the jail or right. a new fire station. I mean, that's a lot. I was at the meeting yesterday and was mm-hmm. there for a couple hours, and I listened to all sides. And, you know, part of the reason to keep it would be, again, to make sure, I mean, that we would be able to build a new fire station. And,
right. And, but the growth hasn't been there of the fees that they collected right. based on the population.
Right.
So. Yeah, I can see you kind of going, hey, this may not be a good idea, at least right now, or start attracting some more building and more, you know, commercial, residential, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. and try to make it more affordable for the builders.
Sure, you know, and if that works out the way that they you know, see it to work out, then basically more homes probably be built that maybe weren't built, and of course we'll see tax revenue off of that, and you should be able to see that money come in on the back end, really.
You would think.
Yeah. And another aspect to that is that there was a guy down in, I believe it's Placerville, he filed a case. Oh, maybe we should, I would just got pointed out that, you know, we might want to take a quick break. So I'll be right back.
I'll let you boys ramble. Let's go.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Right, here we are back from the break. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can catch us at KCNR1460.com. Just listen on that live link, and we are here. So the second segment of this show is brought to you by Tech Inspections, a home inspection company that's trusted by realtors in the North State. Always a good idea to get your home inspected, whether you're selling or you're living. Give Dan Cade a call at 530-227-7073 and schedule your inspection today. He's a really trusted resource. Okay, so.
So you left that break. You were telling us about that you went and sat in the meeting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was really cool. I love sitting in on the meetings and hearing all sides of everything. Usually there's quite a lot of people there that'll go and talk about stuff. And so, or, you know, give their opinion, and you'll hear it from one side or the other. A lot of, you know, what Kevin Cry kind of likes to call the little guy, you know, just regular guys that build a house or two here and there, or maybe going to build a house on a piece of property that they just bought. These fees are, you know, kind of prohibitive. That kind of stops them. I mean, anywhere $10,000-$20,000 buy a roof and all the siding for the house, you know, especially when you're building it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was, it was really, really good to sit there and listen to it all and take it all in. And so,
right. We all know that the cost of living, I guess you would say, across the board has been up, you know, and the cost of building is up, which is reflecting in our insurance and all those types of things. So Yeah, I mean, it's the if they can save anything, you know, I'm kind of for it. I know we don't usually pick a side, but you know, it's we can get the cost down on mm-hmm. anything that's happening in California. That's a good thing.
Well, I remember my point now. There's a gentleman, a retired guy down in Placerville, who decided to, back in 2016, went did some land clearing there on his piece of property and wanted to put a manufactured home in there. And Placer County wanted to charge him, I believe, $28,000 for an impact fee, traffic impact fee, they call it down there. And so he fought it, and he lost. And so he took it to, I believe, a state Supreme Court. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but he lost there as well. And so now he has gone yesterday and brought it forth to the United States Supreme Court.
Fifth Circuit. And nice so, one of
yeah,
those, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got attorneys, and he plans on winning. So we'll see what happens. And if that happens, if he is able to overturn, you know, that and maybe get his fees. So he's not worried about getting his fees back. He just wants to make a change. And so if he does get, you know, be successful there, that's going to be a big landmark decision. There'll be a lot of stuff that'll change because of that.
Well,
so.
I think those impact fees, I mean, it's almost like a tax, mm-hmm. and taxes need to be voted on.
Absolutely.
I would think.
Absolutely.
You know, where this, how it falls in just a fee is interesting how they mm-hmm. can justify that just as a fee instead of if it's a tax, then put it to the people. Vote on it. You know, let the public decide if that's what they want and go from there. Yeah.
Well, yesterday was Kevin Cry's first day as the chairman.
Oh, he's making way.
So, yeah, you bet. I had to kind of, you know, work my way through the crowd of recallers out there in order to get into the chambers yesterday.
Right.
So, yeah, it was quite an exciting situation there. So, anyways, I'm excited. I think that's really cool.
Good. Swimming through the recall waters, as it were. Well, you're dressed up nice tonight. You got your tie on and everything.
I know it.
What's up?
He came in the office like that yesterday, too.
It's a new year.
Tie and a shoe.
It's a new year.
A new Tony Hord and looking sharp and
absolutely
taking care of people.
You know, I've got all these nice-looking clothes. I might as well wear them for you guys, right? Now, you know, actually, my ties that I have, I got from a good friend of mine who's an attorney, and he retired. And he gave me all of his winning ties that he would win in court with, you know. So he didn't keep ties that he didn't win with. So I've got his winning ties, and they're good luck for me. So
there you go.
All right, cool. Well, you know, how about the ethical standard? You guys ready to head into the ethical standard?
Sure. Shoot. Right,
let's do it. It's not too bad today. It's a little two-sentence deal. The Ethical Standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us on any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Standard of Practice 1-15 is what we're up to. And as always, you can go to northstateliving.com and click on Resources and Code of Ethics, and you'll be able to follow along with us. And here we go. This is what it is. I'll go ahead and read it, and as usual, we'll discuss it afterwards. Realtors, in response to inquiries from buyers or cooperating brokers, shall, with the seller's approval, disclose the existence of offers on the property. Where disclosure is authorized, approval, disclose the existence. Okay, I think I messed up there. All right. I'm just going to start over. We can do that, right?
Put it
sure. You can edit all that out, right?
Put the timer on, Jack. Actually, let's do it.
Yeah, click, click. All right. Realtors, in response to inquiries from buyers or cooperating brokers, shall, with the seller's approval, disclose the existence of offers on the property. Where disclosure is authorized, realtors shall also disclose, if asked, whether offers were obtained by the listing licensee, another licensee in the listing firm, or by a cooperating broker.
Mm-hmm. So if the seller says it's okay, when somebody else calls saying, hey, do you have an offer? Oh, yes, we do. You know, where's it from? Who wrote the offer, whether it was in-house or outside? As long as we have the authorization from the seller to mm-hmm. disclose that, we have an obligation to do it.
And in some cases where it might be advantageous to the seller, we might even disclose the offer that we got.
Possibly. You know, if he authorizes it, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. I've seen
you know,
that.
And there's many times, you know, when I write an offer and you know, or something, hey, we have multiple offers, whether I know it or not, I ask. you know, do you have any other offers? Do you have any of that? You know, what's, are they, you know, how are they? Are they good? And typically a lot of agents all of a sudden they get very defensive.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say that. Oh, are you sure? Did you check with your seller that they didn't authorize you to disclose it? So, cause you can always ask.
Sure.
You know, whether they tell you or not. And it's a good idea. You say, hey, you got offers? Yeah, I got two offers. Great. Are they good offers? They are good offers.
And as realtors, we basically read between the lines and figure out what that means.
Right.
A good offer to me would be, you know, at asking or close to asking.
Close, right.
Sure.
Yep.
So.
Well, there's a lot of different things that could make a good offer or a bad offer, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not always the price.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You might expand on that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, you bet. The terms of the offer, you know, what kind of loan it is, how much the buyer is putting down, whether it's cash or it's a loan, or what type of loan it is. Could be an FHA loan or a conventional loan. Those are just the those aspects of it. Then there's the
Is there any seller's credit? Is there any how fast escrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, all those.
You bet.
You know, all make a difference. Like I say, an offer can be put together in all different terms and make it appealing to a seller. You know, could throw in a seller in possession for a week or two, you know, after the close of escrow.
Right.
That might be the really deciding factor of that point of what does the seller need.
Right. Mm-hmm. They can rent back. They can not have to push their move.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You just went through that, didn't you, Tony?
We did.
You wrote an offer and then revoked it with the seller in possession.
But we are still in contract.
You're still in contract. Good job.
Yeah, you bet. I've got some friends of mine that are buyers, and they put in an offer, and there were two other offers on the table, and they went with us in the hopes that we would accept a seller in possession.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, the buyers really, really tried to wrap their head around it, and it just didn't work for them.
That happens.
In the end, I think we all decided to stay in the transaction because the rest of their offer was very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a way to work it.
Well, awesome. That was the ethical standard.
A great reason to have your own realtor when you're shopping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Well, same thing with, you know, the sellers and, you know, for sale, you know, by owner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they think, oh, well, I can do it. And legally they can, you know, you can sell your own property without a problem, but it gets diving in deep and you got to make sure you understand what's happening in the contracts and, you know, especially if a for sale by owner is dealing with a, you know, buyer's agent, you know, licensed agent,
sure.
You know, because we're going to do things that are supposed to be done and we expect things to come back from the seller and disclosures from the seller. A lot of times they have no idea what they're getting into and the depth of it. So.
Sure. And you know, one of the resources we have as realtors that I absolutely love is through the California Association of Realtors. We've got the, I guess you could just call it the car attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a car attorney hotline that any of us agents can call and run the situation by them, and they instantly give us an answer. Or maybe they give us an answer after they do a little bit of research. But if we don't know the answer to a legal question or situation, we can get that kind of backing, and it's super good.
It kind of reminded me of, well, we had that one where they wouldn't give us an answer. Remember, I think it was you and
I.
We were dealing with something, and they said, no, well, we're not even going to go there.
Right.
You know,
sure,
you need to go get a regular you know, real estate attorney,
uh-huh.
because it was some, you know, I forgot what it was, whether we were selling that ranch in Igo or, I don't know, there was something.
Yeah, it might have had something to do with, I believe, a trust, you know, and we probably needed to have a trust attorney look into that, so which we did.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a great trust attorney in town that we work with, and that's another resource. So.
Yep.
This can always get complicated for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting pretty close to a break, but what's going on in the studio or in the control room over there?
Oh, not too much. Just looking at these good jams here I got for the bump commercials.
Well, let's do that.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we should put up the phone number and let people know that they can call us and ask questions. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. 530-605-4567. Give us a call and ask us a question, and we'll answer it on the air.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Reading, California's theme song. We are at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State with Bill Woodford, Tony Horde, and Rich Howe.
I love that. North State theme song.
Absolutely. So I've got a couple little pieces of news there. We are looking into, we're not looking into, we're just about ready to launch our podcasts as well. So we're going to synonymously be doing our show and doing a podcast. So in the beginning, we're just going to be doing audio, and then we'll work the cameras in and work the editing in, and we're going podcast, man, because...
Wow, that's big news.
It's 2024.
What? What? Right. Podcast?
Yeah.
That's exciting, guys.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I know what that means.
I don't know. How does it work?
Well, ultimately, you know, you got the camera on you. Right. So, you know, that would be the challenge here in the studio, is to get the camera thing, the camera angles right. And you pretty well record it, and then you do a little bit of editing a little bit later, and you put it all together, and you post it to a website, and, of course, all your followers know when to expect those posts. And it's exciting to watch the show instead of listen to the show.
Okay.
So just another media, basically, or medium to access the information.
Right. So, fun. Yeah. Sounds great.
Watch out, Joe Rogan.
That's right. Well, we could have him on the show. You know.
Oh, that'd be great.
So that's one piece of information there for you. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to talk about some. I really kind of wanted to talk about some of these things in the community. You know, we like to promote businesses and things. So last weekend, my wife and I, we went to the Axiom for comedy night, and that was really cool. We were really enjoying the Axiom. That's a great community place to watch plays and music and of course, comedy.
They do a nice job there.
They do a great job. Yeah, you bet. I'm enjoying that place more and more. So that was something we did. And before that, we were over at Jack's, and we had a couple of Jack Young's favorite, which is what is it? Well, it's the New York steak. I'm not sure if it's it's a 16-ounce. No, it's not a 16-ounce. I think it's a 14-ounce.
Still a lot of meat.
It is a lot of meat. Good stuff. I love that place. I've been going there since, I don't know. Actually, I think the first time I went there was when I was 18 for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was like in 1824, wasn't
it? Something come on like now. That can't be me. How about you guys? When was your first time to Jack's?
Oh, God. I think 1982, something like that.
Yeah, I'd say it was mid-'80s, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Still a little bit.
Still when you can smoke inside.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. You know, in the sun, during the summer, the sun's just starting to set just right. And you open up the door, and you can't see in, but just a cloud of smoke come out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the excitement. Right. You know what I used to like about it, and it still happens, is the place was so packed, like you say, on a Friday night, that when you would walk in, there'd probably be about 30 people standing right there. I mean, and the wait was a couple of hours. And you stood around with your fellow business owners and friends and people of the community. And
and Mike just got you hammered.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, because they're standing there for 2 hours and they're doing nothing but drinking. And, of course, you know, that the place is known for its strong drinks.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. Classic margaritas.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. We miss Mike. I see him every once in a while. I seen him out on the street and talked with him not too long ago.
You know where I saw him was last time I was at the Cascade. He was upstairs, Tendon Bar up there.
Oh, cool.
As a volunteer up there.
Very cool.
Yeah. Good to see him.
Well, maybe we should have Mike on the show sometime.
Yeah. He can tell some stories for sure. I mean, I used to work with Mike at Doc's years ago.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
A little bit before the 80s then, huh?
Well, I was in 81, so okay. Yeah.
All right. Oh, very cool. another place that I just frequented that we talked about on the news there on the 90 Seconds of News last week is The Shack.
Coming back.
Lunch at The Shack yesterday.
Nice.
And, you know, I haven't been in there in a long time. I guess I wouldn't say I'm ashamed to say that. But I just, you know, once the, you know, the new, I think it was like a club. It seemed like it was a club before.
And they tried to do a club thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got the idea, you know, that it was a club. And I wasn't going to barge in on the party, I guess. But anyways, the original owners now are running it. And when you walk in, it's really the same as it was when it was The Shack. It just has a paint job. You know, it used to be more white on the inside. Now it's got, you know, kind of a brown color with some the crown molding. They fixed it up on the inside. But you walk right in, the bar's right there, and then you walk around the corner, and then there's all the tables by the windows there. And they took the cafe bar out, the coffee shop bar. But, you know, there's just tables right there. But it's the kitchen's in the same place, and the back door's in the same place. And the chicken is what I had, and it was pretty awesome. It was just the same. And my buddy who was there, he had the Shack burger.
Are they open for breakfast?
I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, Shack used to be known for breakfast, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I bet you they're probably owning that still.
Yeah.
Well, that would be cool. All right, yeah, you bet.
Got to make it worthwhile. But, you know, you heard Moonstone is no longer doing breakfast or lunch. He's doing dinners, my understanding. You see that article he wrote on Facebook, Instagram?
No.
He kind of wrote it out saying, you know, hey, California, I love you and all, but we got to break up. We can no longer date. I can't afford you. You know, and we're going to divorce or something like that. He wrote, look it up on Facebook, the owner, he wrote a great article exactly what it's doing with the increase of minimum wage. And the, you know, the cost of doing business. I mean, the business license and the, you know, all these different things and the, you know, the minimum wage going up. He literally stated, you know, you got to have $50,000 just to have one employee for a year with all the fees and the taxes and everything that's going on. He wrote an excellent story.
It's getting crazy. What's going on? The costs are phenomenal. I mean, the insurance costs for a place that serves alcohol is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. People didn't even have any idea how much it costs just to get insurance,
right,
for something like that.
Yeah, let alone the license. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's cost. Well, like I say, anything that could be saved in California of cutting costs for businesses, I'm for.
Yeah, so, you need to do something.
Sure.
Right. Well, and, you know, back to the impact fee thing we were talking about, you know, anything that they can do to keep building, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because we've got such a shortage of houses everywhere, not just here, but, you know, if they can, whatever they can do to get, to make it easier for people to build houses, it's going to, you know, help one with the, you know, eventually the homeless situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most of those houses that are being built now are not in that price range. But, you know, something's going to have to happen because there's a shortage of houses for sure.
Well, I think the key, what you just said there, was anything that you can do to get the houses to continue to be built.
Right.
And that's the biggest priority. So if you've got to drop fees in order to do that, or you know, cut regulations or cut red tape, get the houses built. You know?
Yep.
So we definitely need more to sell.
More to sell, and like I say, first-time homebuyers that live in an apartment or something like that, they move out of the apartment, you know, and into a single-family residence. Mm-hmm. You know, that opens that apartment up for somebody else, or even, you know, low income properties. You know, we had what's her name here from K2, kind of mentioned same thing. You know, one of the things they're doing, but that takes capital, that takes a lot of money to do that type of thing. So
absolutely. Well, that's what K2 is, you know, they're getting the government grants to produce the affordable housing. And, of course, they're stacking it on top of commercial areas. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, and in the process, you know, revitalizing downtowns and things like that, which is working out very well. And it seems to be kind of the model that's happening with most big towns that are revitalizing areas.
Right. And I'm sure they had a hefty you know, environmental impact or whatever fee.
You know that they did. Right? Yes, they're probably going, where was that when we were doing?
Yeah. You know, speaking of which, I was driving through Shasta Lake just the other day, and I noticed that that whole block where they're getting ready to do their work is all fenced off. And
right by the park?
Yeah.
Between the, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good, Shasta Boulevard and the park, yep.
So that's, that's a very big chunk of land, too. That's all the way from one end of the park to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you bet that's...
Right, and they're going to – are they raising the old buildings that are sitting there?
I think so.
Yeah, because they were pretty well falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been there since the 60s and 70s, so easily.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, should be a good improvement.
Looking forward to new growth out there.
Absolutely. You bet.
What else is going on?
How about a Shasta County Real Estate Market Update?
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
It's what we do.
All right. Well, we can do this. The Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you are successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinreading.com. As of today, there are 492 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That's up 9 from last week. In the past 30 days, there were 147 houses sold in Shasta County. That is up 1. No, I'm sorry, that's down. No, it's up 14. It's coming up a little bit, absolutely. And we had 10 mobile homes and 22 vacant lots sold. According to Bankrate.com, which seems to be a little higher than other places that I'm kind of getting my information, the average interest rate for a benchmark 30-year fixed mortgage is 7.06. But that's a little bit high.
A little high, yeah. Right now it's more in the 6.65 for conventional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little lower than that. They've come down a little bit.
Right. Well, they're picking up. That's nationwide average, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
So we seem to be. I feel anyway, and everybody I've been talking to seems to be getting a little bit better rates.
You know,
new buyers, stuff like that, and it's typically going to be in the mid-sixes, a little bit upper sixes.
And we're seeing that in the market. The market seems to be moving a little bit, and we're getting a little bit more action out there. And I think that I was reading a story earlier today where construction is picking up because of that. So,
you know, too bad there's not a place you could get a 4.99 FHA.
Well, I know a place.
Really?
Yeah.
You should. Anybody out there that hears that should call you.
Absolutely. I know it. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
4.99
FHA. Mm-hmm. And $7,500 worth of closing costs.
If you want to hear more about that, just give us a call at 530-242-1020, and we will give you the answers to that one. With that, let's go pay some bills.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
You were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
All right, you know they're talking about us in that song, right, guys?
Spread the word around.
Absolutely. Here we are, KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio, living in the North State. We are in the fourth and final segment of the show, and that is sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Call Katie Meyer for all your insurance needs at 530-241-2100 or stop by her office at 491 South Street in Reading. She is one of the most knowledgeable and friendly agents in the business, and we rely on her almost daily.
Tremendously.
Absolutely. I'm sending her requests for quotes all the time. She gets right back with me and helps me out. So mm-hmm.
Her staff is awesome, too.
Absolutely. Yep. You bet.
Well, and Katie's like so involved in the community. I mean, anything you see going on, she's probably in the background somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You bet. Or up front on stage.
It could be.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great to have her on the show last week.
It was.
Absolutely. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Well, at least you heard it.
I did hear it. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. And we definitely missed you, Bill.
I called in, but it was a silent call because, you know, I couldn't talk.
That's what the yellow light in the studio was all about.
Right. Well. All right. What else we got to talk about tonight?
Well, you know, I think what we'd like to do, and I know that our listeners are kind of dying to know how, if we could get maybe one final Santa update, maybe find out how the season wrapped up for Santa.
Well, it was a long New Year. It was a long Christmas Eve. You know, that trip around the world, that'll take it out of you. yeah, no, Santa was busier than he's ever been this year.
Oh, good.
And you know, there's people that are already booking for next year. So the people, you know, anybody who booked this year has already reset for next year. So next year is only 3 weekends in December. So it's going to be a fight for people to be able to get, you know, a hold of a Santa. But, you know, I just finished up my last appearance last week, which was, went to the Garden of Lights and shot a cover for next year's Enjoy magazine for the cover of December.
Wow.
And so that was fun, but Santa got mobbed. It was the last night of the Garden of Lights, and the kids were everywhere, and they were going crazy, and Santa was still coughing and not much of a voice left. So
running ragged after all over the world delivering presents.
You know,
right?
That'll take it out of you. Yeah, for sure, you know.
It must have took a lot to get Santa to come out after all that.
Yeah. No, well, it was a cover of a magazine. Santa's a little vain.
rain sometimes.
Well, that's really good. And that was at the Garden of Lights?
It was at the Garden of Lights, and we ran around in all the different places in the Gardens of Lights and shot a bunch of great pictures with some great kids. So hopefully those pictures came out. I haven't seen them yet, so I don't know what they look like. But when they do, I'll put them on the Santa Bill website.
Oh, great.
That's www.santabillwithonel.com.
There you go.
What's the deal with the 1L?
It's short for Bill.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Okay.
I'm going to have to ask for your license one of these days and see if it's William.
It is William. Okay. It is William, yeah. I went Bill many years ago, and I went with 1L just to make it different.
Just to mess with people.
Oh, yeah, sure, exactly.
That's great.
I get to use that joke every time. It's short for Bill.
Well, that's the first time the second. No, wait, it might be the third.
Today.
Well, anyways, you know, and you mentioned that you're getting already some bookings for next year. That means I'm going to have to get on the bandwagon with you, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We want to get some Santa photo sessions going.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be fun for sure.
Absolutely. In fact, I've already been lining it up, so I'll have a place to go. We'll have to nail down a day, and we'll be ready for you next year for sure.
Okay, we can do more. And those mini sessions like that usually happen like in November, so it's not quite as prominent with time, because once the season starts, which typically is like the last weekend of November, the Friday after Thanksgiving or whatever. But then from there on, it just kind of fires off, and I'm traveling all over the place. So, the Bay Area, Sacramento, Oregon. So
goes by just like
it does. Yeah. Yeah. It goes quick, and you're so busy that you don't even look up. You just, okay, where am I going next?
How many times was your suit in the cleaners?
About four times this year.
Yeah.
I had 4 weeks, so I take it once a week, and the one time when the baby threw up on it.
And I was photographing you when the baby did throw up, and I was just snapping them off left and right. When I seen that, I instantly had to go back in my camera and see if I caught that, but I did not.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Yes, it would have been.
Projectile vomit on Santa. I love it.
Is that a beard?
Look at Santa's beard, just got whiter.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. That's super special that you do that, Bill, and it's special to know you, bud.
It is. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome deal you do. So, yeah.
People talk about it, but I have a friend who's a Santa, and he's in the Midwest, and he was talking about this kid that came up to him and the special moment that he had with that child. And it was a child that he gave, the child came dressed as in a Santa suit, kind of, without the beard and all that, but he was wearing the hat, and he had the red and the white on, and a pair of boots, and so he gave him a pair of gloves to go with his costume, and the kid, of course, cried, and I just said, it's those kind of moments that are the reason that we do this, and mm-hmm. that is exactly it, is there's a magic moment right around the corner all the time when you're in the Santa suit, for sure. So I get more out of it than I definitely put into it, for sure.
Oh, that's great.
We love you, Bill.
Aww. Oh,
well, that's the last Santa update of the year, and so we'll
till July.
We'll see if we can
till July. That's right, Christmas in July.
Well, I do have one more little bit of a news there about the show. We picked up a new sponsor.
We did.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to welcome Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on board.
Oh, nice.
Rich Paulson has agreed to sponsor our show. He's listened to it, and he likes it, so he's on board. So,
well, hey, let's head down to Lulu's.
Thank you, Lulu's.
That's absolutely right. Go out to Lulu's and have a Bloody Mary and some biscuits and gravy, man.
They're known for it.
That's right. Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
Merle was never wrong.
No.
That's true. No.
That's very true. Oh, no, I'm glad to hear that. That's I've known Rich for years, and he's been doing a good job down there for sure.
You bet.
He's running Jack's now, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what a better guy to do that,
Right.
He's a longtime Shasta County resident and fixture, and been
and
running restaurateurs for a long time. His family's been in the business for a lot of years. Yeah. So, yeah, you bet. He's got a lot of history. So we're very excited and very happy to have Rich on board with us. So,
nice. Well, love our sponsors.
For sure. You guys can make me do tell the Merle story, too.
Do it.
You've got a Merle story?
I got a little Merle story.
I got one. Don't we all? I got one, but I can't tell it on the air.
I can't even heard that one.
Go ahead.
I used to walk into Lulu's all the time for breakfast when I was a single guy. I ate there probably 3, 4, 5 times a month or a week. And so I went in there on a Saturday morning, and Merle and all of his guys were sitting there at the table. And I always, I usually give him his space, and I don't, give him too much trouble or anything, So when I walk in, I just give him a little nod or something, gives me a nod. And I was talking to my mom's husband, and he said, I told him, I said, yeah, you bet. Merle's down there at the restaurant all the time, and I always see him and all that kind of stuff. And he's an interesting guy. His name is Chet. And he goes, well, you must not know me very well. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he says, well, he goes, all the years that I was running a drilling rig down in Bakersfield, that's the only kind of music we played on the rig. And he goes, that's my number one favorite artist. And so I'm surprised you haven't gotten me an autograph. He's a funny guy, right? But anyway, so I took that to heart, and I ordered the first Merle record, which is... what is it? It's
Can't tell you.
Mama. Oh, shoot.
I'll tell you right now.
Hey, see, listen to that. He's right. He's on it in there.
So anyways, let us know there, Tyler. But I ordered that record, found somebody on eBay that had one.
It says Strangers, 1965.
Strangers.
Yeah. Okay, that's it, right. So I got that record, and I walked into Lulu's one day, and I walked up to him, and I said, excuse me, Mr. Haggard. And he looks right up at me, and he says, yes, sir. And I told him the story. I said, my mom's husband, drilling foreman down there on a rig, and always used to play your music and stuff. And he says, well, that's really sweet. He goes, give me that record, and let me write something nice and sweet for him. And he sat there, and he wrote something out for him real good, and, and asked me to sit down and hang out with him and his buddies and stuff. And so, what a nice guy.
He was local. Yep. He knew it, and stuff. I mean, I dealt with him a lot when I worked up on Shasta Lake.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, working on his boat and then ultimately tried, help selling his boat like I say, there's multiple stories that I can.
That was quite a boat at that time too.
Oh yeah, largest boat on Shasta Lake.
Right, the only triple decker on the, and they, what, he had a, wasn't there a place you can get to the water from the inside?
Yeah, inside you can sit on the couch and open up a hatch and fish. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I worked with him for 1 year at Silverthorn, and then went back to Jones Valley, and he came over to Jones Valley, and then I went over to Digger Bay, and he came over to Digger Bay, and so, yeah, I had, multiple conversations and events, I guess you would say, with Merle the years.
I'll bet. Well, we got about a minute left. Bill, you got a Merle story?
I do, but I can't tell it on the air.
Right? Most of them are that way. Awesome guy.
Legendary.
Yes, absolutely. No, he ran, when they redid Silverthorn up there, and he was doing live music out of there with all of his, cronies and friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when that was one of the big hopping spots up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the year I worked out there to where, he'd do a half a set and then, bail out on his boat.
Well, he could do that. He owned the place.
Right. Well, there was a lot of, country boys out there wanting to tear up the bar when he didn't show up.
Right, absolutely. Well, and I ended up buying, when I bought my nightclub, I bought the old Saddlehorn Saloon, which was relatives of his that had bought that and opened it and ran it, and then I bought it from them, or basically bought it out of
that's
bankruptcy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Reading history, we love you, Merle, and we absolutely love you, Reading, California. We're going to wrap it up. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Take care, guys.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.